Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yo, 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 what is poppin'? We are back in the building.
We are back in the building.
Thank you guys for tuning in with us tonight. Shift Real Talk Tuesdays. It is Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
And I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
Yes, we are back with another dope conversation today.
Absolutely.
We're going to talk some shift today. Today, we're talking shift.
We're talking shift.
So listen, y'all, this is what we need y'all to do. We need you guys out there to subscribe to the channel, like, and share.
Absolutely.
And then if you like the content, man, send us some stars. You know, let us know you're rocking with us, man.
Let us know
you need y'all to rock. I need my homies, my peoples to rock with us, man. Like, you know, if we've been sharing some good content, man, show us some love. You know what I'm saying? Show us some love.
Absolutely.
But my baby here, you know what I'm saying? I done said enough introduction. Don't talk to us.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, you straight, because what we're doing today is we just having a conversation. We talking shift today.
That's what we doing today?
Oh, yeah. That's what we doing. We just having a conversation. Let's just talk.
So, let's just talk.
What I have done
But before we talk, listen, y'all. We just want you guys to know this. I am excited because Shift Real Talk TV, we are now officially on Spotify. And we are on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
So listen, y'all, we in the airwaves, we in the radio waves, we in the heat waves, we in the cool waves, we in every wave, you know what I'm saying?
And don't forget about YouTube. Okay. Wow. Don't forget about YouTube. So we want some subscribers on YouTube. We're trying to get to the world. So if you have not subscribed on YouTube, subscribe to Shift Real Talk TV on YouTube to get every episode.
Every last one
we have ever done from the beginning to the end.
Subscribe, man. Subscribe. Man, look, we are preparing for some great things coming up, man. We're preparing for some great things. So continue to tune in, man. You know what I'm saying? Continue to show us the love. Hey, Aunt Liza, we love you.
Aunt
Liza. Hey, my baby girl. Baby. How you doing, love? Yes, we are. Listen, y'all, last week's show was awesome.
Yeah.
It is. Man, check us out, man. Check us out on Spotify. You know, support us. You know what I'm saying? Support the channel.
Right.
Channel,
okay,
man.
So.
You listen, we're going to jump, we're going to deal right in.
Can I go ahead and tell them what we're doing now, babe?
Hey, baby.
Because I was about to a few minutes ago.
This your show.
Okay, so this is what we're doing. Y'all, listen, I have come up with some questions.
You did.
Relationship questions, and today we're putting Pastor Jay in the hot seat.
Because
I am going to ask him questions that he's going to answer. And, of course, you know, we always love to hear from our viewers, so... Let's get
And we want if you guys got some questions and some answers. Come on, man. Log in.
They already know what to do.
Log in with us.
Our audience is the best.
Log in. I know and my baby girl on. She ain't on with us this week, but she on. So you already know. Chime in.
All right.
Chime in.
I'm a take a little shuffle.
You're gonna shuffle, you know what I'm saying?
Do a little shuffle going on.
Little space cards.
All right. And then I'm gonna close my eyes and then I'm gonna pick in between. And we're gonna pull the first question. Ooh, we.
Yeah.
The first question is an open relationship the answer for someone who can't seem to be with just one person?
Is an open relationship. Say it again. I want the people to hear.
Open relationship.
Now, mind you, I didn't hear these questions, y'all. So come on.
Okay. Is an open relationship the answer for someone who can't seem to be with just one person?
An open relationship is not the answer is not the answer to solve the problem, but an open relationship should be the red flag to show you that this person is not the one that I should be with. Because it then it also depends on where you are. But nobody today, or nobody period, should want to be in a relationship that's open. Unless you really not, but even if you're not trying to settle down, I don't think that you, if you're not trying to settle down, I don't think you should even get involved into a relationship. You know, handle yourself, love yourself, find yourself, be with yourself. And then when you have done that, now take this whole self and you be with one person. But an open relationship, it leaves room for a level of never being able to commit, or level never being able to be with a person, and that's a red flag.
You said something. You said it leaves room for. That's why it's open.
Yes.
The openness leaves room for so many different elements to come outside, to come in the relationship. And most of it is resentment, insecurity, jealousy, feeling rejected. Because that's going to leave you, when that person is not with you totally and they're with someone else, it's going to leave you to wonder, why am I not enough?
Yes.
So Eliza said, what? And I can hear her now. She says, don't introduce the word commitment. Okay. And we have mind provoking. She said, if both partners are agreeable, I have a client who has been married and living this way for 6 years. My answer, no to my definition of commitment, respect, and discipline.
Yes, yes. You just open the door for so many things to come into, the relationship. You open so many other things, because what you start doing is comparing, or you know what I'm saying, well, this, and you just don't, it's just a whole nother level of things that you just don't want to deal with. And if you're not ready to commit, I tell people nowadays, you know, and especially because I'm like I said, when I say things, I'm not just the president. I'm the head, you know, I'm not just the head club president, but I'm a member too. So right. I've been through it. I got the T-shirt, and I remember those days when I didn't want to commit. It was really because I still wanted to have that person, but not commit to the person. So I wanted the benefits of being with the person, but I didn't want to be with this person. So I didn't commit. So
yeah.
So not committing really is no, you worth a commitment.
Right.
You're worth the commitment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And anybody who desires a relationship, you are worth a commitment. You are worth that.
And we have to remember, too, that here on Shift Real Talk Tuesdays, we're not just coming from one perspective. See, we have two relationship methods at work here. We have the one that culture presents, and then we have the one that kingdom says that relationship is. So, of course, we're the Love, Life, and Relationship podcast, and we're coming from kingdom perspective.
That's right.
So when we're talking about what the answers to these questions, the answer is based on the fact that in the kingdom of God, there is a way that seems right to a man that leads to death. But in the kingdom, God says, I've come to give you life. And so our desire is for healthy relationships to be birthed from this podcast.
Tisha, hey, Tisha, how you doing?
Hey, today? Tisha.
That's right, mind provoking. She said, separates a girl from a woman and from boys from a man.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Boys, men commit. You know, women, grown people commit. You know what I'm saying? You put away those childish things and no, we commit.
We have a culture today that promotes polyamory, that promotes open relationships. And if you really do the research on these things for yourself, you'll realize that they leave room for other issues to come in. When God created relationship, he told Adam to cultivate. To cultivate means to grow. It means to nurture. It means to not nurture, but to cause to grow. And if that relationship is not one that will help you as a person to grow into a better version of yourself, or the relationship to grow as in two people coming together and actually relating in a way that's healthy, then it's not of God.
And also this, if a person is not willing to commit, they are really showing you where they are spiritually, mm-hmm. and where they are in their life. Because if they are not willing to commit to you, then they probably don't have a relationship that they need to have with God.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because if you have that relationship with God, then you really, you are that person who has a one tunnel vision to the man who gives you the information or gives you the wisdom to yeah. now, you know, be what you need to be. So if you have a relationship with God, you're going to really find that person to commit to, because it's a, you know, it's not committing. So that, yeah. that really is a, you know, is a flag, is a red flag to show you where this person is, who they are. And Maya Angelou said it, when a person shows you who they are, believe them.
And if you want to use Bible, well, we actually really do want to use Bible as our context. You look at the relationship between, was it Rachel, Rebecca, oh Lord. It was the two ladies who, one of them was barren and one of them kept having kids.
Hannah
and was it Rebecca?
Hannah and was it Ananias?
So, that's so sad.
Was it Ananias?
Because it slipped my mind. Yeah, yeah. But they were constantly at odds with each other. We should definitely know this, and it's going to come to me. But they were at odds with each other, constantly back and forth. One of them had a baby, the other one couldn't. And it was like when two women are in, well, I'm just going to say when two people are in a relationship and they have to be in a position where both of them are vying for the attention of one person, it never goes well.
Oh, yeah.
It never goes well.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha.
So, okay.
That's question number one. Anybody got?
It was any... Hannah.
Hey, Robin. Hannah and Penina. That's right.
Penina. No, I think Penina was Hannah's handmaiden.
Hey, Robin.
But it was Hannah.
We miss you,
and
Robin.
And I think it was Hannah and Rebecca. But either way, let's
Robin,
keep...
we miss you, girl.
That's Robin?
Yes.
Hey, Robin.
We miss you, girl.
All right, let's go to the next question.
Okay,
Pastor
okay.
J is in the hot seat.
I'm in the hot seat.
For the next question, we have, what causes dissatisfaction in a once happy relationship? Want me to read it again?
Yeah, read it again, because I want to hear what y'all got to say, too. Don't
to
put me,
people,
y'all don't leave me in the hot seat by myself.
All right, to the people out there as well.
To the people in the hot seats.
What causes dissatisfaction in a once happy relationship?
Man, well, see, remember, a lot of times when you come away from that happy place, this means that you are not happy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're dealing with a level of unhappiness, a level of insecurity, a level of fear, all of these things set in. So when you're not happy anymore and the relationship is going from this happy place, mm-hmm. then you're going to an unhappy place. So there are a lot of things and a lot of factors that causes the relationship to be unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
It could be this person has been distracted by somebody else. Let's be real. It could, you know, you could have been you could have been distracted by somebody else, or you sometimes, and then sometimes being with people can help you really help you see where your insecurities are, or where you lack in, or where you're falling short of. Some people can help you and now see this, and now you've become, as an individual in the relationship, you've become unhappy with yourself. So if somebody is unhappy with their self, then apparently they're not going to be able to share happiness with you.
Hmm.
Then there's something else. People come into relationships expecting this person that they're in the relationship to make them happy.
Right, right.
So you can get tired. That is a responsibility to make someone happy. If you're never in a relationship where you are able to share happiness, you are one whole happy person dealing with another whole happy person.
Come on.
If you guys don't share happiness, then if you are looking to be made happy, then you're empty. So you can never feel something that should already be there. It should already be there. So that happens as well. You know what I'm saying? So that you lose that happy place trying to be made happy. So that's what happens.
I think when I look at this, what causes dissatisfaction in a once happy relationship, yes. I'm going to agree with Robin. Robin says the lack of communication and or trust.
Yes,
because
that's good.
When you first get in a relationship, you're happy. You're excited. It's the butterflies. It's the, you know, can't stand to be a moment without you, different uh-huh. types of things like that. But then dissatisfaction sets in. Number one, I believe it sets in also from the lack of fulfillment of the expectations that you have in your head towards the person that you are in a relationship.
Yes, with. Yes.
So it's like there are certain things that you expect that person to either do or how they speak or, you know, different things of that nature. So when they don't fulfill your expectations, then now you're no longer satisfied with that relationship. Now, when it comes to the trust and the lack of communication, Pastor Jay, what do you have to say about that as far as the dissatisfaction?
That comes with the fact that, the communication stops because, again, you are looking to be made happy.
You're looking to be made whole.
Yeah, you're looking to be made whole.
Come on.
So if you don't understand what I need, it's hard for me to communicate for somebody who don't understand what I need.
Uh-huh.
So what I have to do, that's why I said you must come in whole and already happy so that you don't put that expectation, that unrealistic expectation on somebody else that, you know, that cuts the communication or it makes the communication hard. And, of course, if you can't communicate with somebody, you're not going to be able to trust them. Because if you don't understand how I feel and what I need, then how can I trust you to tell you what I need if mm-hmm. you're not going to do it anyway?
Right. And then it's like you normally you come in and you give that person 100% full trust. It's like, okay, they have done nothing to make me not trust them. But once they do something and not trusting doesn't just have to do with infidelity.
That's right. That's
sometimes right. It have to do with the fact that the responses are untrue.
Exactly.
Sometimes it have to do with the fact that you always say you're going to be there or you're going to be there for me and you never come through for me. All of these different things constitutes the lack of trust.
Hey, Tanisha, I've been calling you, girl.
Hey, Tanisha.
I hope you're okay. Pray that you're okay.
Mind Provoking has a answer to the question as well. She says boredom, uh-huh. invalidation, fleshly desires, uh-huh. not being enough for yourself.
Voids, yeah, that's what we saying.
Trauma and being unequally yoked.
Mm-hmm.
I just lost. Okay.
While following social media norms outside
social
of
media norms, by following social norms.
Oh, social norms.
Outside of what they truly want for themselves, being with somebody just because they see everyone else doing it.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Okay. You want to read Robin's?
Yes. Robin said, I remember being in a relationship with someone, and when I asked him what makes him happy, the red flag went up. The red flag went up. I lost my place.
Yeah.
The red flag went up when he said, me and his kids. It was a concern because his happiness was based on people from without. Uh-huh. As opposed to something from within himself. Exactly.
And listen, happiness has everything to do with what happens. When you are seeking happiness, it's like, okay, if I'm happy when things go this way. I'm not happy when things go that way. But that joy that you should have in the relationship is what you should share. And that joy that God says, I gave you that. The world can't give it to you. And anything God gives you lasts. It's permanent.
And I think, too, like I said, we put a high expectation on people to make us or to be what they need, what we need them to be for us. But the way for them to be what we need them to be for us is we have to be it already.
Yeah.
Or you have to become. If you want somebody to at least show you the love or the communication that you desire,
mm-hmm.
you have to become that communication.
Absolutely.
So in other words, it's a reflection. We mirror each other's responses or we mirror each other's actions. So
yeah.
If I sow, you know, if I sold to my wife the fact that I want her to cook without me coming in the house saying, "Babe, why you ain't cook for me? You should have known to cook for me. What's wrong with you?" And it's like, no, no. So what I would do now, what I'm learning to do, because, you know, even me coming from work, what I do now is I go in the kitchen or I go bring something that I want, and I make the meat part of it. And then automatically what she does is she completes the meal and by making the sides.
That became our rhythm.
Yeah. So it was like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't come in. You ain't cook. You should have known I was hungry. Right. You know what I'm saying? But no, I don't do that no more.
And see, and I like how you said you have to become it, because once I become the way I want people to treat me, mm-hmm. now I have an opportunity then to share with you how I need to be treated.
Exactly.
Because I know how I want to be treated based on the fact that I have become that for myself.
Uh-huh. And then yeah. and what happens is you're compelled to say, wow, okay, let me do it, because it's like matched behavior. Let me match what you're giving and what you're bringing, because like this, it says it's better to give than to receive.
Yeah.
So because you're giving, you're going to receive.
Unless you're with someone whose intentions and motives may not be accurate yeah. or right for the relationship. When someone's motives are not right for the relationship, you won't even see a try. They won't even try to give. They just take.
Yeah, but see, you would know that, you know, Sam, yeah. with somebody that has the motive, that's the example that we gave for the first question. Somebody yeah. who wants an open relationship and not willing to commit. But two, you got to be careful who you commit to. If you commit to somebody who always need or always wants and desire for you to be for them what they need you to be, then that's dangerous.
And Robin said, she says, trust has to be earned, not given, for it to be valued and cherished.
Yes.
Actually, Robin, I'm going to go even further with that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him. You know, the word of God speaks yeah. that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We have matters of the heart. So therefore, those things that are on your heart is those things you have to trust in the Lord for.
Yes.
I love my husband, but do I trust him not to ever make a mistake?
Oh, no.
No.
No, you shouldn't.
And I won't put that pressure on him. One of my friends says, I'm very unassuming. I don't just assume that he's going to perfectly do everything and he's never going to hurt me. He's never going to not be there when he say he's going to be there. He's never going to not lie about something. Hopefully he won't. But you know what I'm saying? These are things I'm not mm-hmm. just going to say, oh, well, you know, that he's never going to do this and that. So what I have to do is when I see certain things that I don't like, I promise you I had to condition and retrain my mind to say, Lord, you know what? I don't like how this is going. Because even in a healthy relationship, you're never going to have things go exactly your way, because it's two different people coming together. So sometimes I'm like, Lord, even though I don't like the way this is going, I trust your plan for this mm-hmm. situation.
Yes. Aunt Liza said, she said, as long as you provide her with something to cook, at least. Sometimes you will get cooked food.
And you know what?
Food and not be willing to provide it.
That our rhythm became.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I don't want to put the full responsibility, even though I could expect that, even if I bring the food. But I bring the food and I start preparing it, because I desire to please her. So my attitude and my desire is not for her to always have to cook it for me.
Yeah.
Because again, we're in this together. So my desire is to bring the food and start preparing it, because she may not be ready to cook. You know what I'm saying?
Or when we first got married, because my mother was one, she was a homemaker. So I saw my mother raised. I was raised seeing her cook the meal, prepare the table, all of us, the entire family, my mother, my father, and my sisters and I, we would sit around the table and we would eat a meal every single day. All right, Now, that's what I grew up seeing. So I thought that I was going to come into our marriage doing the same type of thing, not necessarily like my mom, but, you know, she was the blueprint. However, the lifestyle that we live, like sometimes I would cook the food and he would have clients. Therefore, he wouldn't be home when the food was done cooking. And sometimes he'd say, well, babe, I ate out or whatever. So what I was getting kind of frustrated at first, but we found our rhythm. Now, I love cooking for my husband. I love fixing my husband's plate and I love bringing it to him. Mm-hmm. However, now the rhythm that we have created in our marriage is he brings the food home sometimes, not all the time. Sometimes I cook before he get there, but then he brings what he wants, like he said, because I'm not a picky eater, and he'll start it. And here I am. I just automatically get up and I finish the whole meal and have everything prepared and bring him his plate. But that became our rhythm in our marriage.
Because the thing is, man, I don't want to be, you know, even God doesn't do that. He's the Lord of our life, but he doesn't lord over us.
Right.
Where there's a level of control. You, like, there's an expectation for you to do. No, that you have free will to choose.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Because I don't want to have that expectation that every time you better, and I put in the, because I, trust me, I buy the food.
Oh, yeah.
I buy the food. I make sure that refrigerator is at least half full. Yeah. It may not be full, but it's half full at least. And, you know, but the thing is, like I said, you know, I want her to feel like I'm not expecting her to be, because I know she's a great wife, but I don't put an expectation on her to continuously do something for me that I would not do for her. So because I show the initiative to do something or to start that, because it remember, we're one. You know what I'm saying? So I don't put that expectation. So I show her, look, this is what, you know, okay, instead of just, you may be watching TV right now, keep watching TV. I'll start it off, you know what I'm saying, boom, and if I put a little too much seasoning in it, she'll be, babe, don't put that, or she'll put it out and help me.
You can't have all that salt.
Can't have all that salt, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, that's how we do it.
But at the end of the day, the whole point is that I'm a free bird. And I told my
You lady free.
That's right. And I told him from the very beginning, you can get me to do anything you want me to do based on how you ask me. And he knows that. So I don't like to feel like that it's a chore for me to make his meal.
Yes, yes.
Because now I have to, oh, I got to hurry up. He come home. I got to,
Okay.
That's bondage. That's not freedom.
Next question, y'all. Y'all on the hot seat. I'm going to listen to y'all questions, y'all answers first before I answer. Yeah, I need y'all to answer. Come on.
Okay, this is the next question.
Just the next question. I need y'all listening. Come on, mine. I need you on here. Come on. Go ahead. Here we go.
I'll ask it if you stop interrupting.
I'm just wanting to make sure my folk with me.
I'll get ready.
I don't
want to
be in a hot seat by myself.
All right, man. You ready?
Yeah, let's go. Sure? Lego. Lego. Lego.
All right. I'm about to ask.
What you waiting on?
Christmas? You the hush. I'm waiting on you the hush. All right. How do you know when someone truly loves you and are not just manipulating you, stringing you along?
Come on, y'all. Yeah, did you say it
How
again?
Do you know?
Say it again for the people in the cheap seats.
Okay. How do you know when someone truly loves you and are not just manipulating you, stringing you along? How do you know?
I'm waiting to hear some of y'all comments. I want y'all to answer this first. Come on here.
Does he love me?
Does she love me? Does she love me? Does he love me?
He loves me. He loves me not. Or is he just stringing me along?
Say it one more time. One more again.
Hey, I think you should. Oh, I dropped him. I think you should go ahead and answer.
I want to hear what the people got to say. Y'all waiting on me?
Twitter fingers. Come on, baby.
All right. Because I want to lose the folk on
it
here.
It could take them a minute to like.
We got two people on here.
All right. So now, how can you tell when someone truly loves you, babe?
Thank you. Somebody answered. I wanted to wait for somebody first before I chime in.
Okay.
Mine said, because they listen while not doing what they see fits, but understand your needs, love language, and desires.
They listen.
That is dope.
But you have, well.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Let me chime in. I just wanted to, let me chime in. I was waiting for people, for my people, my folk. We on hot seat together. Mm-hmm. Together. Mm-hmm. With a V, together. Together. So listen, how you know somebody loves you? How do you know somebody loves you? Mm-hmm. First and foremost, Because anybody who loves the master, anybody who loves God, anybody who loves God can exemplify the love that God is. So you have to see who that person's source is to understand whether they're even capable of loving the queen or the king you are. Mm-hmm. Their source has to be from God.
The source.
Yes. So where the love is coming from is how you know they're going to love you the right way.
Okay. So what if they love God, but at the same time, they have tactics that they've always used because we're imperfect people. And those tactics they use are manipulative to get their way in relationships, because you have people that love God that have a fear of relationships. Yeah. I mean, I know fear and faith can't stay in the same place, mm-hmm. and we get that, but, you know, that does happen. What do you say about that?
That ain't somebody who loves you. We got some good, because I told you I want, Al West, what's up, my guy? Hold on, we got people coming in. So Al West said, when you make a mistake and they are willing to correct it with you. Dope. That's I like
good.
That, Al.
That's good.
Robin Holmes said, they show you with their actions. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for that power. Come on, power. Come on now. She said, it's
storm. They assure you constantly.
They assure you constantly. God is love. Preach. Come on. Also, love shouldn't feel like a battle. The right tone of voice should bring comfort, not annoyance. Yes. But see the thing is, some people are manipulative because, again, people who are manipulative are people who are empty, who is trying to fill voids. So right. if you don't become what they need, again, these questions kind of intertwine with one another, because somebody who's empty will manipulate you to get what they need.
Yeah.
They will do that. And would you recognize that, because it's about them and not about you?
Well, sometimes, I mean, I'm going to play the angel's advocate. Sometimes people don't recognize it, because isn't that what manipulation is created to look like?
Yeah.
Manipulation is created to look like love when it really isn't, because of the motive behind it. So,
but you know the motive behind it, because again, because again, it won't be about us. It'll just be about you. So that's how you know it's manipulative, when you're not considerate, when you're not assuring, when you're not listening, okay. when you're ignoring me. You know what I'm saying? So no, that's not, you'll know that that ain't love, because love is what love does. I had a mother in the church that I used to play for on St. John, and in church, she said, love is what love does.
Yeah. And if you don't know what love truly is, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And it's a list that gives you very, very clear definitions of what love is. And if you see that the majority of what love is not,
yes,
is in the person that you're with, then you might be dating the representative.
That's right. Al West said, manipulation is only for enemies.
Hmm.
Come on here.
Yeah.
That's true. That ain't somebody that you want to commit to. And That's absolutely not manipulation. That, man, I got some good people with me in this hot seat. Man, y'all are on point today. Come on, next, because I got my fan with me, y'all. Come on. Next
right,
question.
Here we go.
Y'all ready? Are y'all ready out there? Let go.
Did you have a cup of black coffee before you came here?
No, I'm good. I'm excited. I'm excited. I got my people with me.
Okay, let's go.
Facts, when people make it about, hold on, let me read Robin's comment before you. I got to read my sis, because we miss her.
Okay.
Facts, when people make it about them all the time, what happens to us? That's right. Love is patient, caring. Yes, Lady Free. That's right.
All right.
Come on. Let's go. All right. Next question, y'all.
Okay. So if trust is broken, what should the person who broke the trust do to rebuild it, or can it be rebuilt?
Come on, y'all.
We're talking about the person who broke the trust now. If trust is broken.
Y'all heard that? If trust is broken.
What should the person do that broke the trust?
Uh-huh.
What should they do to rebuild it, or can it be rebuilt?
Come on, y'all. I'm waiting for y'all. Some of y'all. I'm going to wait for y'all first.
And remember, while y'all typing, trust being broken is not just infidelity. It yes. could be lying. It could be the way you say you're going to do something and you never do it. Yes. You know, it could be Come any on. Of those things. I trusted you, yes. and now I don't trust you anymore because of your action. All right.
So mine said, take accountability. Yes.
What is accountability?
I broke the trust. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I did it. I'm, you know, and own up to what you've done.
Yeah.
Own up to it. And when you own up to it, you take responsibility for what happened. And that is the road to now building the trust back, because it can be built back.
And, you know, accountability, when I was thinking about it as you were speaking, it's taking an in account. It's having an yes, account of yes. the things that you did. Because a lot of times the person you with, is you think they got an account of everything you did wrong. And usually when that account is made by the other person, it's because you're not taking into account what you did yourself. And they feel like somebody have to do mm-hmm. it. Somebody have to tell you.
That's right. Because
you're not taking an account. So be yeah. accountable.
Robin said, phew. Y'all 10 toes down. Come on, girl. You 10 toes up. You 10 toes up now, girl.
Al West says, make amends. Mm-hmm. They have to start from the beginning and allow a possible
get back game
to be part of the process. Yes. LOL. Okay, so he says make amends. How? How do you make amends?
Take accountability. That's how you make amends.
All right, we're going back to that.
Yes, accountability.
Robin Holmes says trust is so fragile. Oftentimes it is irreparable. Wow. Do you believe that? Do you believe that, Pastor Jay? Oftentimes it's irreparable.
Okay, we'll come back to that. Tisha said it can be. The person should do what is asked consistently.
What is asked?
Yes.
So what happens, Tisha, when you constantly asking and you feel like, dog, I just keep asking you, you keep messing up. What then?
Yes. Larry, what's up, my guy?
Hey, Larry.
So Robin said, this is why trust must be earned. Otherwise, it's fragile and easily broken. Yes.
I say, Robin, girl, I love you. But I still say that's why you should not put your trust in man. Because they will mess up. Ask God, okay, why was this particular test brought to my doorstep? And because it is here, help me to know what you need me to learn from this so I can grow and I can move to another level in yes. my Christian walk with you.
Elijah said, confession is freeing and can mend the trust. I would say forgiveness then becomes only possible for the forgiver. Okay, let me chime in a little bit.
Okay.
Let me chime in. Y'all got some, man, y'all on point tonight.
Absolutely.
So check this out. Y'all remember the story of Hosea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hosea, God told Hosea to marry Hagar, which who was? She was
a harlot.
She was a harlot. And, you know, that's the nice way to say it on the airwaves, on the social media airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So the point was, she was out there. She was, God told him everything she was going to do. She was yeah. going to sleep with this one. She was going to sleep with that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you are going to be the one to rescue her.
Yeah.
But it was an example. God used that as an example for how we treat him.
How we treat God.
Because what we do is we cheat on God.
Constantly.
We put everything in front of him. What are you saying? What are you saying? What I'm saying is trust can be rebuilt. We just have to remember that this person that probably broke the trust was, remember the key word in breaking trust. That person that broke trust was probably broken.
My goodness.
So you were the person that God allowed to bring this person back into the hands of God. So and I always believe that trust can be restored and it can be rebuilt if we allow the work to go on that God has placed in us to help restore this person.
Yes.
So what we do is we get the information that we need to get from God.
Uh-huh.
God, how do we help this person
right.
who has broken this trust,
right.
who maybe have been broken?
Yes.
Because broken people break certain situations.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And what they do is they break trust. They do things outside of the norm. They do things that may hurt us. But sometimes it's done unknowingly, and sometimes it is done knowingly.
Mm-hmm.
Because the point is, when this person is broken, they're not even thinking about what they're doing with you. They're thinking about what they need for themselves at that time.
Yeah.
So it may cause them to break certain things in the relationship. So what we have to do is understand, like God told Hosea, you must be with her.
Stand firm.
Stand firm.
Yes. I'm doing something.
I'm doing something.
Absolutely.
What we do is we give up before this person is healed. Yeah. And we miss the actual, the reconciliation, reconciliation first is to God.
Right.
It ain't to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what we have to realize is, okay, yeah, this thing may have happened in a situation with me.
Right.
But when somebody does something wrong, they do it first wrong to God.
To God, yes.
So we have to restore them back to God to be restored back to us.
Come on now. Absolutely. And you have to remember, God told Hosea to marry Hagar for a purpose.
For a purpose.
Some of us staying in these relationships, and I'm not talking about marriage. Talking about relationships.
That's right.
And they know God says no. But like you said about being broken, we have to put them back into the hands of the one who is the potter.
Who is the potter?
But it says a potter wants to put you back together again. He wants that so bad for you.
Exactly.
Okay, let's read some comments.
Let's read these comments, because, man, y'all on point. Then it was seen, okay, hold on, let's go back. But, okay, so Robin had to regain trust, not only take accountability, but be patient and understanding with the person you're repairing the trust with.
Exactly. Because they are hurt behind your actions, not something of their own doing. Absolutely.
But you have to be, Elijah said, but you have to be honest and not repeat the actions.
Repeat.
But again, you got to remember, only way the person is repeating actions that are broken is because they're still in that broken place.
Yeah.
So we have to realize, that's why it's so important that we understand that their restoration has to be back to God. If they're still repeating actions, that means that they're still in that broken place.
Yeah.
So the actions, sometimes the actions are not, they're not done on purpose.
And if you read the story, you have to read how Hosea treated her, even though she kept going back and the actions with different men. And that's the ultimate no-no.
Exactly.
She was with different men while she was married to Hosea. Read the story. It's really a good one. But look at how he responded.
Yes.
And then at the end, think about it. God used Hosea to do what he did as our groom to us, his bride, to redeem us full price.
Exactly.
From someone that was broken.
Exactly. Come on. Tisha said, then it would seem like that trust breaker doesn't care and could be sending a different type of message. Okay, got you.
Okay, you said it would seem like the trust breaker doesn't care?
Yes, it would seem that way. And it would seem that way.
It
would seem like they don't care. But you still got to remember that person is coming from a broken place.
Yeah.
A broken place. And a lot of times we don't I'm saying, because I was that person that broke a lot of trust. I was in a bad place. And I didn't even realize that I was breaking trust, because I was doing things, I was saying things that I was going to do and I wouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
And I didn't do it, not because I didn't care. I did it because I couldn't. I didn't know how. I was trying to be something that I was not, so that I wouldn't look like I was broken. So that's how it appears that the person don't care. But what it is them putting on a facade to hide what's really going on. What's really going on.
Inside of them.
And yes.
That's the insecurity they feel. It's the thing.
Exactly.
It's that hate that they have towards themselves, or the dislike that they have towards themselves, right? So listen, Tisha, you says it would seem. The main word in seem is see. Sometimes we see from our painful places because that person hurt us. But in order for you to be kingdom, this is a really beautiful place to be.
Yes,
when you ask God
yes.
to help me to see like you see God.
Yes.
And God will start showing you that person's heart. He'll start showing you their brokenness. He'll start allowing you to feel some empathy for that person, some compassion. And then from there, when you see it different, then you'll be able to move differently in the relationship. Because sometimes the only Bible that your spouse will read is you.
It's you.
Is you.
So, yeah. Mine said, once the accountability isn't accepted by the other person, that said person would have to reflect on the reason they cannot forgive and move past the inflection or infection.
Inflection.
Okay, got you. Phew. Yeah. Let's just say she was a backslider. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Did she slide back? She slid. And she kept sliding.
She was on skates. She was at, what's that roller skating ring? In she was at Empire.
Listen, Al West says, it's all based on how much your heart hurts.
Yes.
If you can't let it go, your body will feel too much pain constantly when you're around that person. Got you. My goodness.
Yes, that's true. That's true. What do you, a lot of us ask the question, what do you do when someone breaks you the time you trying to mend them?
Okay, wait a minute. What do you do when someone breaks you the time you're trying to mend them?
That's why we said in the beginning that we have to really lead that person to God, because he is the mender. God is the mender.
He's the fixer.
Absolutely. He is the fixer, because when God does it, they won't break us at all, because they will be whole, because God makes them whole. He makes them whole. So the thing is, we can't take, and that's what we do is we try to do what only God can do.
Yeah.
And we can't do it. We don't have that power to mend we don't have the power that God has, even though he's given us power. But again, these are God's children. When my wife does something to me that I feel like that hurt me, the first person I go to is not her. I go to him. And when I go to him, then he goes to her. And then she comes back to me what I went to him with.
Let me tell you, it's a beautiful thing, because we had to get there. Because it used to be we would go straight to each other. But now that we've decided to go the right route.
The right route.
We get there. We get there.
I get there. And I promise you, when I go to God, God, she done said this. And Lord, it done sent me. It done triggered some things, Lord. And I don't want to respond to her, because if I respond to her, because remember, now when we respond, we responding to what they did to us.
Right. Yeah.
We responding to what they said
and how it touched the wound. So what
we
want,
so our way of mending is to let them know what they did to us.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do is argue or get across what you've did. So what we're trying to make sure you know is what you did or what you said hurt me. And because so that becomes our level like of mend. Yeah. Don't do that no more.
Because I don't want to hurt like that again.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt like that. It's too painful. Yeah. Exactly.
Al West says, never fight the nature of God's spirit with
them. Come on, Al.
We're all born with it from day one.
Come on, Al.
As couples, sometimes we have to repent to our loved ones also.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Come on, Al. Come on. Y'all, man, I got some troubles with me today in the hot seat. All right, y'all, next question, y'all.
All right.
This is the last one, because our time, man, this hour going, man, this is so dope.
Oh, my. Okay, so I'm looking now. Which one do I want to choose?
All right, y'all. Y'all get ready, man. Get ready to type, y'all, because I need y'all to chime in real quick.
Ooh.
I need y'all to chime in. This is the next question.
Okay. Any, mini, mighty, moe. Catch a turkey by the toe.
If a holler, let him go. If a holler. If a holler.
Every day.
If a holler. That's why they say it in the ATL. Here, if a holler.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Like that. Holler like that.
How do you know when it's time to walk away?
Ooh. Y'all heard that.
How do you know when it's time to walk away?
How do you know, y'all, when it's time to walk away? Y'all chime in. Y'all hear it. You heard it live here.
I say it's different from marriage and it's different from relationships outside of marriage. But how do you know when it's time to walk away?
Come on here. Mine, girl, you took the answer right. You took the answer right out of my mouth.
God says go. She says, let go and let God.
And let God.
When you can't sleep at night. Al West says.
Wow. Man, y'all on point,
How do you know when it's time to walk away?
How do you know? She said when God says, when he says go. Go.
I love that mind provoking. However, you know, God said no. And you went anyway. So how do you know if you went and you know God was saying no, do you think that person will go when God says go? Now they should.
Robin said, what happens when you don't go?
I'm
sorry. Robin said, after you've done all you can, you just
After you've done all you can. You know what?
You know the choirs be doing that. It be, okay, I'm sorry.
Uh-oh, mind provoking, all caps. His sheep
know his voice. Girl,
come on here.
Girl, you preach.
Al West says, when you try your best.
That gets some hearts right there.
Al West says, when you tried your best and have no more to give.
Come on here.
She says, mind provoking says.
Some of these people ain't sheep, man.
Some of these people aren't his sheep.
Come on.
Watch
here.
Out.
Come on.
She says, watch out.
Watch out.
Some of these people aren't his
Come
sheep.
Come on.
My goodness.
Come on.
Tisha Thomas says, it's causing you
if,
to be.
If it's,
if
causing,
it's you. Causing you to be sick and stressed out.
Trey, T-R-E. Is that a typo?
And then Al West says, to avoid being locked up. My goodness. He says,
man,
to avoid
shoot, I've been there. I got the t-shirt. What?
Some of us stay way too long.
Yeah,
How do you know when it's time to walk away?
Well, here's the thing, y'all. Thank y'all for sitting in the hot seat with me, y'all. Man, I'm glad I brought y'all in the hot seat with me because y'all are chiming in with some good stuff today. Y'all doing y'all thizzle, man, for real. Y'all doing y'all thizzle. So I would say it's different, you know, it's the magnitude of the relationship. If you were in a relationship that you didn't commit to unto God, which is marriage. If you are married, then the only person that can actually give you the lead way to go, like mind provoking said, is God. So God will give you, and he would give you the outs. But scripture gives you. It's in the word. What it'll give you, the scripture gives you the reason that God allows you to say enough is enough.
And what's that?
Except it be for fornication. Except it be for fornication. That's the scripture. But because what we did is we stood before God and we said, for better or for worse, for richer or for poorer, in sickness and in health,
till death do us part.
Now, we stood before God. So, you know, it can't be when I can't take it no more. Because when you can't take it no more, that means God trying to take over. Because remember, marriage is spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is spiritual. So that means we need God to come in and pour his spirit on us so that we can have the strength to allow him to do what he needs to do in the marriage.
And when you commit adultery, you have now gone into a covenant agreement with someone else.
Yes.
Because you have now consummated.
Yes.
With someone else.
Exactly.
And it says, till death do us part. Some people believe that's natural death. And I've even heard some people say it's a spiritual death. Because just like when Adam and Eve ate of the fruit, the forbidden fruit, the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then God says they would surely die. It didn't mean that they dropped dead physically, but they did die. That was a separation from God. So therefore, when you commit adultery in the marriage, that's basically almost the same thing as eating that fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You created a separation, but thanks be to God for sending Jesus to die on the cross, baby, because
And if it's a relationship that you're not married in, I say it's time to go when you start seeing red flags, when you start seeing that, okay, this is something that may cause, you know, because marriage does not fix issues in the relationship. So when you got issues that you can't work out, if you can't work them out now, if you can't work them out in a relationship, you're not going to be able to work it out in a marriage.
Yeah.
If there's certain things that we have to see. This is the purpose of understanding dating and going through that process. The dating
collecting
is the
data.
Process. If you dating a person and it is not going the way you know as a child of God that this is not, then you do not need to go further.
You don't need to go further.
You don't need to go further. You just don't need to do it. You're not committed to this person. So, you know, I mean, you'll know. Your Noah will know if this is somebody that I need to end with, stop, or this is somebody that we can go continue further on. So we'll know. We'll know this stuff, man.
Yeah,
we'll know.
So you also will know because you understand the relationship that God says that a husband should have with him so that he can have that relationship, the right relationship with his wife, to that he would give his sacrifice and give his life for his wife. So you have to love your wife as Christ loved the church, and that's in marriage. If you're dating someone and you know this person would not sacrifice because they're selfish, their motives are wrong, they're narcissistic, they're manipulative beyond belief, and all of those things, then beware. But we also have to remember, Pastor Jay, some people bring red flags with them in the relationship, and then they throw them red flags off on somebody else. So it's not just because you see red flags. But if you know that this relationship is not doing what God calls for the first original relationship, and that's to cultivate so that it will grow, if the relationship is not making you better and if you're not growing, then that's not God.
Amen. Man, listen, y'all. I thank y'all for sitting in the hot seat with me today. You know what I mean? I thank y'all for sitting in the hot seat, man, because y'all was on point today.
Yeah.
His words will not return to us voided. That's right. My ears are always open. Come on here. Come on, girl.
Y'all listen, we have enjoyed this conversation. We have a couple of more questions, but we're not going to get to them today.
Come on, However,
I'm going to throw them out there. We're not going to talk about them, but these three questions.
We'll leave it, because they may come up later. So
they may come up later?
Okay. Yeah. Let's leave it. All right. But listen, this is what I want y'all to do. If y'all got some questions, man, leave it, you know, inbox this, you know, the shift, you know, go on the messenger, leave them in there, and we'll talk about them. We'll bring the questions up, man. So if you got some questions, man, send them to us. Yeah. Send them to us, man, and we'll definitely talk, and we're going to put the women on the hot seat, we're going to put the men on the hot seat, we're going to put the children on the hot seat, we're going to put the pastors on the hot seat, and we're going to put everybody on the hot seat. So if you got some hot seat questions, let's put them on the hot seat.
Let's go. All right, y'all, this is the end of our show for today. We have enjoyed, as always, another hot topic here at Shift Real Talk Tuesdays.
One quick announcement. We're getting ready to embark on something. I didn't talk to the producers, man. We got producers now. We done teamed up. So we're actually going to be doing a little series. But I just throw that out there to y'all. So it's coming. So y'all look out.
You'll see it when you see it. Yeah. Until next week, same back channel, same back place. This is your girl, Lady Free.
And I'm your boy, Pastor Cutoff Jay.
And we are at...
We out. Peace.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.